Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of the Holy Spirit, and we've been talking about the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. We've talked about the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, the teaching of Jesus in the New Testament. We talked about what baptism is all about, and we've been talking about the fact that there is a difference between the baptism with the Holy Spirit, the receiving of the Holy Spirit, and the filling of the Holy Spirit. We pointed out that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is that which is the new birth. The Bible indicates that the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the word baptize, an untranslated Greek word, baptizo, which means to immerse, submerge, or engulf. You and I are submerged, immersed, engulfed in the presence of the Holy Spirit when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. The baptism with the Holy Spirit and with fire is what brought forth a new birth in us. The old spirit is taken out, and the new spirit comes in, the spirit of Jesus Christ. The fire burns up the old spirit. The new spirit that you get is the spirit of Jesus Christ, the a new spirit of Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Then we receive the Holy Spirit subsequent to salvation, which we receive the Holy Spirit who comes to dwell in our spirit of Christ. Now, the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit on a continual basis through prayer, through praise and worship, and we talked about the fact that it's always for service. And what we're going to talk about today is looking at this in the outpouring in the book of Acts. Now that we have studied these in detail, you'll be able to clearly see, as we look at these specific passages in the Scriptures in the book of Acts, about what was happening and what the Holy Spirit was doing. First of all, let's look at the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 1, remember that Jesus said, when they were assembled together, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. He was speaking of the fact that the Holy Spirit was going to come on the day of Pentecost, where it was going to be poured out in Jerusalem. In verse 5, he said, "For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." He told them how the Holy Spirit was going to come to them, that they were going to be baptized, immersed, submerged, and engulfed in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Also, he indicated the fact that this baptism of the Holy Spirit, which was the first step into the priesthood, remember, which was a washing, but has now been changed in the New Testament to a baptism by the Holy Spirit, that indicated that they were going to come into the priesthood. Now they were commanded to wait. Now that we see that the Holy Spirit was going to be poured out, the disciples obeyed, returning to Jerusalem, and they went into an upper room. Now 10 days after the ascension of Jesus, the day of Pentecost came. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance." Here in verse 2 to 4, we see the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Remember, there is a difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the receiving of the Holy Spirit, and the filling of the Holy Spirit. The first thing that's to happen in a person's life is to get baptized with the Holy Spirit, to get born again. The second thing is to receive the Holy Spirit, to come and dwell in them. And then the third thing is to be filled with the Holy Spirit for the service of the Lord. All three of these occurred here in Acts chapter 2, verse 2 through 4. Now let's look at this very closely. When he talked about the fact that you are going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, in verse 2 it says this, "Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." Remember what baptism means? It's an untranslated Greek word, baptizo, which means to immerse, to submerge, or engulf in. If you were suddenly sitting in a place and suddenly it was filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit, effectively the room where you were at would be immersed, submerged, and engulfed in the presence of the Holy Spirit. So the sound from heaven, the rushing mighty wind, which is the Holy Spirit, filling the house where they were sitting, was a baptism with the Holy Spirit. They were immersed, submerged, and engulfed in the presence of the Holy Spirit. What happened? The old spirit was taken out, and the new spirit came on the inside of them. They got the new spirit of Ezekiel 36:26. What did they receive? The spirit of Jesus Christ. Remember 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, born again into the body of Christ, receiving a new spirit, the spirit of Jesus Christ. They entered into the new covenant priesthood through spiritual birth. Then in verse 3, there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. This is the Holy Spirit coming to dwell within them. The cloven tongues like as of fire is likened unto, remember in Acts chapter 19, when Paul laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them. In verse 6, as the Holy Spirit came upon them and sat upon them, they received the Holy Spirit to come and dwell within them. Now, the next verse that we see is verse 4. In verse 4, we see that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Here we see the filling of the Holy Spirit, and that was for the service of the Lord, in which the Holy Spirit operating through them, they spoke with other tongues, unknown tongues, in the language that they did not know, but which the others who were there at that time for the Feast of Pentecost, they all heard it as he was speaking of the wonderful works of God and magnifying the Lord. So here we see the fact that we have a baptism with the Holy Spirit, brought the new birth in verse 2. In verse 3, the Holy Spirit received, coming to dwell in them. And in verse 4, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Now let's look at Acts chapter 10, where Peter preached the word of God at the house of Cornelius the Gentile. In Acts chapter 10, in verse 44 to 48, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Here Peter preached the gospel to them. The Holy Spirit fell upon them, and we know from verse 45 and verse 47, Peter acknowledged that they had received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, in this passage of Scripture, there's no mention of being baptized with the Holy Spirit, but we do see it mentioned later when Peter was reporting this occurrence to the apostles and brethren at Jerusalem in Acts chapter 11. We looked at the Scripture before when we talked about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 11, verse 14 to 17, it says this, Who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved? And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did us, that who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? Here's Peter relating to the apostles and the brethren at Jerusalem regarding what happened at the house of Cornelius when the Holy Spirit fell upon them. The Holy Spirit fell upon them. It was just like on the day of Pentecost. Remember what happened on the day of Pentecost in verse 2? There was a baptism of the Holy Spirit where the place where they were sitting was immersed in the presence of the Holy Spirit and they got born again. Then there was a receiving of the Holy Spirit in Acts 2:3 where the Holy Spirit came upon them. And then in verse 4, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, Peter remembered the words of Jesus, how the Holy Spirit would come through being baptized with the Holy Spirit. In this baptism, the Holy Spirit occurred as the Gentiles received the words telling them how to be saved. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit brought salvation to the Gentiles, which is exactly what 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Then in verse 17, it says God gave the Gentiles the same gift as he did to the disciples who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. The gift he's referring to is the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is to be received by believers. In Acts chapter 10, we saw the fact that there's a baptism of the Holy Spirit and a receiving of the Holy Spirit. And then they spoke with tongues just like the disciples did on the day of Pentecost. So we've seen that there was a baptism, filling, and receiving of the Holy Spirit throughout the book of Acts. In some cases, all three occurred nearly simultaneously, one after another, such as in Acts 2 on the day of Pentecost, and also at the outpouring upon the Gentiles at Cornelius' house in the book of Acts. In other cases, we see a clear distinction of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, receiving of the Holy Spirit, and the filling of the Holy Spirit, such as in Acts chapter 8, where Philip preached the gospel to the Samaritans. They got born again under Philip's ministry, and then later received the Holy Spirit under the ministry of Peter and John. We also saw in Acts chapter 19, where Paul found disciples at Ephesus who were already born again, but did not even know about the Holy Spirit. Well, Paul proceeded to pray for them, and he laid his hands upon them. They received the Holy Spirit. They spoke with tongues and prophesied. Let's summarize what we've talked about in these broadcasts. There have been conflicting teachings concerning the Holy Spirit. Some have thought you got the Holy Spirit at salvation. Others say that you're supposed to be baptized with the Holy Spirit after you have been saved. And they have all kinds of terms. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, receiving the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, referring to the same experience. In the Old Testament, we saw the Holy Spirit filling men and women for the service of the Lord. We saw that Jesus explained that the world could not receive the Holy Spirit. Only believers could receive the Holy Spirit, and that he had to go back to heaven, and then he was going to receive the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, from the Father, and send him into the earth. We saw John the Baptist preaching a baptism of repentance, the people coming to be baptized, looking for the Messiah, knowing that they were going to become a kingdom of priests. John the Baptist prophesied of the change in ordination into the priesthood from the physical washing to the spiritual baptism by the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself was baptized, anointed, and the blood applied to the tip of his right ear, the thumb of his right hand, and the great toe of his right foot to fulfill all righteousness to be ordained as the high priest of Israel. For Jesus to become the high priest, there had to be a change in the covenant, the priesthood, the high priestly order, and the ordination into the priesthood. Jesus brought about this change through his death on the cross. He experienced the spiritual and physical death to accomplish the redemption. He was raised from the dead by the Holy Spirit. He experienced a spiritual birth, and he was the firstborn from the dead. Then Jesus went back to heaven, and on the day of Pentecost, poured out the Holy Spirit. The disciples were engulfed, immersed, and submerged in the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit occurring, and they were born again, getting a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Then they received the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in them, and then they were filled with the Holy Spirit for the service of the Lord. As you understand the difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is the new birth, the receiving of the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in you, and then the continual filling of the Holy Spirit through praise and worship and prayer, you will be established in the true doctrine of the Holy Spirit. As I close today, I have a book available on this subject. The title of the book is The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit. If you'd like to get this, it's available for $6, postage paid. Please call 602-279-5212. Again, the book, The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit, available for $6, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. As I close today, do you need healing? If so, I minister healing and deliverance and have seen the Lord set believers free from cancer, diabetes, heart problems, tumors, all kinds of sickness, disease, and pains in the body. If you need healing, please call me for an appointment at 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.